Jazz legend Dave Brubeck has died. Brubeck opened eyes and ears with his unique jazz style. He kept playing publicly for most of his life, and he would have been 92 years old tomorrow.
Kip Lornell joins us now. He's a professor of American music history at George Washington University. Kip, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm glad I could join you this afternoon.
So tell us, what do you think? What goes through your mind when you hear Brubeck playing Take Five?
I think innovation. I think somebody who was a real pioneer throughout his entire career. You know, back in the mid-1940s when he was in the service, he was in an integrated, racially integrated band in 1943 and 44, and that was rather pioneering. So it really wasn't only his time signatures in the late 50s that were pioneering. Brubeck himself was a pioneer in a lot of different ways, including kind of bridging that gap between classical music and jazz as well. And that's one of the things I think is important about him. He remained a vital musician throughout his entire life. And in 1954, when he was on the front cover of Time magazine, he immediately apologized to Duke Ellington because he realized there was going to be a jazz musician on a magazine cover in 1954. It should have been Ellington before it was Brubeck.
It was interesting about Dave Brubeck's career. Despite all of his success, he seemed to be a very humble man, a very grateful man, and very willing to share everything that he knew about music.
Yeah, when he was in Washington, D.C. in the spring of 2010, he and also his conductor, Russell Bloyd, who was with him came to the jazz history class I teach each spring at GW, and it was just fascinating to hear stories about Brubeck and about his career. But he was utterly self-effacing, a man who'd done so many things, won so many awards, including the Jazz Heritage Fellowship for the National Endowment for the Arts and as a jazz master in 2000, the Kennedy Center Legacy Jazz Award in 2007. But it was just like talking to a regular guy. It was really an honor.
Besides his obvious streak of social justice, let's talk about his music and his very unique rhythms and how it changed music to come.
Well, I think probably 1959 is a milestone year in jazz. And one of those milestones was an album called Time Out, which was the first jazz album to sell over a million copies. And Take Five, Blue Rondo Allaturk were some of the things on there. But that was also the same year that John Coltrane really led his own band. It was the same year that Ornette Coleman did Shape of Jazz to Come. So it was a pioneering year, really a pivotal year, including somebody born in 1920 and somebody born a decade or so later. That would be Coltrane and Ornette Coleman. So those were three important figures in jazz. And 1959 was that year that so many people heard those different kinds of jazz time signatures that Dave Brubeck is so clearly identified with and experimented with throughout his entire career.
Kip, thanks for joining us to share your thoughts and insights. We appreciate it.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Kip Lornell, professor of American music history at George Washington University.